from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Britain's House of Commons debates the future of the Caribbean's banana industry tonight. OECS private sector leaders want their own organization. And how effective was Jamaica's first campaign political debate between a prime minister and opposition leader? I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Britain's House of Commons will this evening hold an adjournment debate on the future of the Caribbean's banana industry. Conservative MP Bowen Wells asked for the discussion in Parliament. He told the BBC's Fiona McCormack that tonight's debate is also to celebrate the victory achieved for Caribbean bananas in the new European single market.
Tremendous efforts made by the British ministers in the Agricultural Council to bring about this settlement for a European-wide banana industry, and at the same time to offset some of the almost hysterical propaganda being pumped out by Central American banana interests and the large multinationals and German importers, which is very damaging to the Caribbean banana industry potentially, and I think needs to be offset by the really rather modest demands and needs that the Caribbean has asked for and has got in large part, but not absolutely, totally.
So you're encouraging the government in the policy line they're taking then on this?
Yes, I want to congratulate them very much indeed for their work. Also the Agricultural Select Committee report on bananas, I thought, reported extremely fairly on the issues involved. And now we must try to persuade our European partners to accept this as the agreement which will rule the banana industry in Europe, and then to look at some of the difficulties which face the Caribbean banana producer in adjusting to this program.
There is another problem, isn't there, which is the quality of bananas has been criticised, especially from the Windward Islands. Have you any suggestions on what they should be doing to improve their quality, bring it up to EC standards?
Well, first of all, I don't accept the implications of that question. Some of the best banana production in the Caribbean is of the very highest quality, but there is a difficulty in getting all of their bananas up to that same standard. That's an ideal which will never be achieved, but it needs to be improved greatly.
The title of your debate is The Future of the Caribbean Banana Industry. How confident are you that there is a future in view of the changes in EC policy?
Well, if you talk to the banana farmer, you will find that they are fully confident that given the right backup, they can produce bananas equally good in quality, and indeed they can produce them at a price which will be competitive with Central America. I think that's a bit optimistic. They've got a lot of hurdles to overcome to do that, and we can expect increased productivity again out of the Central Americans.
British Conservative MP Bowen Wells. And poor working conditions in Costa Rica's banana plantations were discussed today by the European Parliament's Development Committee at a special meeting. Gilbert Bermudez of the Association of Costa Rican Banana Unions asked for special European community export quotas for Central America's small banana producers. As Shada Islam reports from Brussels, this is the first time Central America's banana plantation workers have received a hearing there.
Gilbert Bermudez gave a chilling account of the dismal working conditions on Costa Rica's banana plantations, saying multinational firms which dominated the sector often forced workers to labor for over 14 hours a day on extremely meager wages. Collective bargaining with trade unions was not allowed, he said, and 80% of the workers were given short-term three-month contracts with no stability. Mr. Bermuda said that working conditions had been deteriorating ever since 1985, when multinational companies were allowed to strengthen their grip on Costa Rica's banana sector. The emphasis now was on beating competition from the ACP states, from Ecuador, and from the Canary Islands, he said. Multinational firms were so determined to grab market share, for instance in Eastern Europe, that they were ready to lower prices. I asked Mr. Bermudez's English-speaking host, Rudy Pfeiffer, a German expert on world banana trade, just why the Costa Rican trade unionist had been given a hearing in Germany and at the European Parliament.
This point of view never was heard until today in Europe. All of the day we hear what the big companies are thinking, and we hear what our government is thinking, but Nobody ever has asked what think the workers. And we think this is the real point of view to look what under which conditions banana production is made.
Mr. Bermudez told the parliament he was in favor of a tariff quota for Central American banana exporters. But both he and Rudy Pfeiffer insisted that the EC must make sure that small independent banana exporters in the region also receive guaranteed access to the EC market.
That report by Sharda Islam. Eastern Caribbean private sector officials are planning a structure for their own organization. It's one of the issues they're discussing at their first conference taking place in Dominica. The conference is being chaired by Sheraton Gregoire, the immediate past president of the Dominica Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He's also the vice president for the OECS and the Caribbean Association of Industry and Commerce. I asked him what had prompted this conference.
This conference is really taking place at a time when the serious economic and political configuration changing the face of our economies in the region. And as it is against that sort of background, those major kinds of shifts that we are meeting and trying to decide on a way forward for the OECD.